Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hi, welcome to the Astrology Alchemy podcast for the week of February 15th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. A theme for this week is keep your energy and notice the shape of things. That will come up again in the poem for the end of this podcast. Really, really key week because this week we have the first of the Saturn square Uranus cycles on Wednesday, February 17th. That means that Saturn in the sky looks like it's about 90 degrees away from Uranus, and this happens at 7 degrees of Aquarius and Taurus. And for new listeners, stay with me because any of the astrological details that don't make sense to you, you'll get the transmission of the archetypal meaning of these cycles. And remember, as an astrologer, archetypal astrologer, I like to give you this information to help you navigate your big changes as well as the changes in the world and to recognize that there is a bigger basket of awareness and transformation happening. And it's not that the planets control us, it's not causal. They are mirroring to us in their cycles around the heavens, some of what's happening in our own personal cycles and our collective cycles. So back to Saturn square Uranus. Saturn is the archetype of the structure maker, the builder, very grounded. Many times you hear me, it's the clipboard holder. It's the one that's got the agenda, and it's a very integrous, purposeful part of our being. And whenever Saturn's active, it's a reality check. It's like a wake up and smell the coffee. Is this working? Is this right? Saturn is in the sign of Aquarius now. It means from our perspective on the Earth, Saturn, the planet, is moving against the Aquarius zodiac sign energy or pattern in the sky. The signs are like energy costumes for the characters, and Aquarius is a really unique sign. They all are, but it's very much about humanitarianism, unconventionality, a bit of rebelliousness. I don't want to follow status quo. So we've got an inherent tension with this combination. You've got the character, the archetypal character, and you in the world that wants things to be grounded and structured, and we got a checklist, and it's trying to express through a very unconventional, unusual kind of energy. So partly what you see with Saturn and Aquarius is this impulse in us and in the world. How do we ground the innovative, the unusual, the upheaval, the rebelliousness? And certainly in the United States, but also around the world, there's so much destabilization. There's so much eruption of unexpected rug pulled out from under us. And the Saturn in Aquarius is the part of us symbolically, the character, that's trying to make sense of it and get some ground. And yet at the same time, Saturn in Aquarius is an energy in all of us, a character in all of us that says, I want to build a structure that's innovative, that's progressive, that is humanitarian. So that energy is going on. And then in the heavens, Saturn is square or 90 degrees away from Uranus in Taurus. Uranus is the maverick change agent character in us and the world. And Taurus is a very grounded, earthy, sensual, rooted sign. Taurus doesn't move fast. Taurus says, bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, people. Don't push me. I want to have my stuff. I want to be grounded. I want to be safe. And it's a really beautiful sign. But again, we have a second dichotomy. We've got the archetypal character of the radical change agent. Uranus says, the maverick says, blow it up. Get out of, free yourself from the limited conditioning and the status quo. But this character is trying to express through Taurus a very rooted, grounded, slow-moving, security-based sign. So what that can mean, and when we've seen this, Uranus has been in Taurus for a while, for a couple of years, is this upheaval in our security systems, whether it's our emotional security system, our governmental, our economic, our illusions and self-deception as white people about race and whiteness and the big lie of whiteness and all of that is like big things being radically changed. So what does it mean? For the first time, Saturn is square Uranus, and this is a big cycle that happens for the whole year. This is the first exact square, 90 degrees. There's also going to be a strong hit of it on June 14th of 2021 and December 24th of 2021. So it's like the whole year we get this invitation and challenge to say how in myself and how do I help my world navigate the tension between the need for ground and structure and grounded ways to do new innovative change in society and in my life, but also the continual upheaval of my sense of security and stability. And it's finding the sweet spot with that. The poem I'm going to read to you at the end of the podcast is called Trough. And it's a beautiful image of when you're in the trough in a big ocean wave, is you can have this sense of you're going to drown because there's so much activity with a big, huge trough of a wave coming up. And then am I going to drown? Am I going to lose my way? And finding a way to navigate the trough and navigate the big changes and not drown and to trust yourself. So that's a big theme there. I also want to bring in my colleague at Astro Butterfly. She has done her own program. You know, I like to quote her sometimes, sometimes to get some different astrological energy in, but also she's very clear and cognizant. Astrology, Astro Butterfly, if you go to her website, you'll find her blogs. And this is what she says about the first of the Saturn square Uranus hits. She says, the most important transit of the year. The transit will be with an orb throughout the whole of the year. I mean, it's present and its energy is working with us. What's particularly interesting is that Saturn, the conservative, traditional, and by-the-book planet, is in Aquarius, the most progressive sign. And Uranus, the revolutionary, unique, breaking the rules, is in Taurus, the most traditional sign. So you have this kind of messing with us energy with freedom and structure going on. She goes on to say, the Saturn-Uranus square can bring us enormous friction, but also incredible opportunities for change and progress. History will be made during the year-long Saturn-Uranus transit. So you want to pay special attention to the themes that play in your life at the time of the first square on February 17th, because these themes are here to stay. So you want to track, how is this showing up in your life? Where can you track the Saturn character in you, the need to get grow up and be structured and responsible around the changes you want to make and you want to help make in the world? And also, how are you navigating the disruption of security and stability and the part of you that wants to hang on? How do you help yourself liberate and let go of old fear-based hanging on or old ideas of security that really don't fit? So just be with this and notice it's a really, really important cycle. It's exact on Wednesday, February 17th, and will be with us for the whole year. Second of all, this week, Friday, February 19th, the planet Venus is square Mars. Venus at 23 degrees of Aquarius Taurus. Venus is in Aquarius. Mars is in Taurus. Venus is the relational one, the lover. This character in us and the world is all about what we care about, what we value, our style of relating, what we want in personal romantic relationships, in family and business relationships. And when Venus is in Aquarius, that character in us needs freedom. It's like she said, don't tie me down. You know, don't lock me in. Don't try to put me in a box. I'm like, come on, give me some space. And then Mars is the warrior archetype. And it's about taking a stand, going after what you want, what you desire. It's very much the archetypal conversation between the yin and the magnetic Venus and the yang and the active Mars. And classically in mythology and in astrology, they're seen as lovers. It's the yin and the yang, the Venus and Mars. And yet it's more than just human romantic relationships. It's about the conversation in you and the world between magnetic, relational, loving energy and dynamic, active, sometimes angry, in a wounded way, violent energy. Because Mars in Taurus represents the part of us that's angry about being threatened, about having something taken away, about somebody infringing in our territory from our perception. So there's this incredible gift of Venus square Mars this week that says, okay, I know you're pissed or upset or reactive because you think you're losing something or your territory is getting changed, but what if you value the innovative, Venus and Aquarius? What if you value the collective? What if you say, wait, there's another more open, more progressive way, and can I value and lean in to the good of all and helping the all? So this is classically a tension between I've got mine, don't you try to take anything from me, whether it's money, it's territory, it's prestige, it's status, it's rank. And Venus saying, hang on here. It's all of us together. What happens to one happens to the other. So really pay attention this week of how you feel this energy in yourself and you see it in the world, the tension of, can I open up and value the other, the one that's different than me or the part of me that's different from the status quo, and how can I stand down? And maybe I don't have to be resistant and reactionary because I think I'm losing something. What if instead I was a champion for shared resources, Taurus, for shared security? And this is very much what's going on in our collective world, the whole question of social justice and reparations in the States for people of color, for Black people. It's in everything that's going on right now politically in terms of, do we go with a fear-based insurrection mobs that are so threatened and fearful about what they're going to lose? Or do we value the innovative, the change, the collective, and truly living, at least in the United States, as that melting pot where all diversity is welcome? And it's there. It's very much there in the tension in ourselves and the world. So be with it in a conscious way and lean in. And then finally, on Saturday, February 20th, Mercury goes direct at 11 degrees of Aquarius. Mercury has appeared to be retrograde in the sky since January 30th. When it went retrograde, it was at 27 degrees of Aquarius. Again, new people, don't worry about the degree measurements if that doesn't make sense. This is a shout out to my astrology people who know how to work with the degree measurements in their own chart. Retrograde cycles are when a planet appears to go backwards in the heavens from our perspective on the Earth. They never do, but it's just our angle of how we see it moving as we move around the sun. Retrograde cycles are so important because they invite us to slow down, take a time out, and re-envision and review and redefine. Now, Mercury being in Aquarius retrograde is like the challenge for the last 3 weeks is, who is my tribe? Where do I belong? How do I open my mind? Mercury is the communicator archetype. It's about your thinking and your communication and your mind. It's, how do I open my mind to the other, to diversity, to alternative ways, to my own need for freedom and my desire to help others get free? And in this three-week period when Mercury was retrograde, had very strong cycles. It was conjunct or next to the planets Jupiter in the heavens and Venus in the heavens. Jupiter is the teacher expanded one, the wise woman, the wise man, the wise being. And it's all about our greater understanding and our belief systems. And Jupiter now in Aquarius is really asking us to expand our thinking and expand our beliefs and to really open up to the innovative. Venus in Aquarius, as I said earlier, is asking us to value differences, to value change, to value innovation and progression and humanitarianism. So this has been a significant Mercury retrograde cycle, and you might take a little time at the end of this week to review the last 3 weeks. I mean, there's huge things going on in the outer world, politically and societally, but also in your own self. Where have you been challenging yourself to open your mind, to think differently, to honor your progressive values, and to find, how do I want to go forward now? And remember, I've often talked about Mercury cycles. Mercury, you can see as the archetype in us that is our storyteller. What's the stories I want to tell myself now about my life and my changes? What's the stories I want to tell about my world? Do I want to get caught in the old fear-based, tight-ass energies of Saturn and Mars when they're reactive and pissed off and scared? You know, so they lock down or they bring out their guns. Or am I able to take a huge breath, open my mind, and say, what if I stop othering other people, other situations, especially the characters inside myself? So there's this beautiful kind of harvest of the last 3 weeks of how your mind's been blown or changed or awakened in some way. Okay? So there you have it for this week. And I'm going to leave you with a beautiful poem from Judy Brown. I think I've given it to you before. It just bears repeating, particularly with this Saturn square Uranus, because Saturn, the character in us that's the responsible one, when it gets freaked out and scared, it gets really locked down and, again, controlling and critical, and just fear can just saturate things. So this is a wonderful image about being in the trough of the wave and trusting the changes and trusting the big waves and trusting a way that you'll come through that. So I'll leave you with this poem to support you. It's called Trough. There is a trough in waves, a low spot where horizon disappears, and only sky and water are our company. And there we lose our way unless we rest, knowing the wave will bring us to its crest again. There we may drown if we let fear hold us within its grip and shake us side to side and leave us flailing, torn, disoriented. But if we rest there in the trough, our silent, being with the low part of the wave, keeping our energy and noticing the shape of things, the flow, then time alone will bring us to another place where we can see horizon, see the land again, regain our sense of where we are and where we need to swim. So, dear ones, in this week, bless your alchemical journey of change. Lean in, and may you trust that you will see the horizon you need to see land again, and you'll get a sense of where you are and where you need to swim. Thanks for listening. And as always, thank you for supporting this podcast. You can give me a 5-star rating on iTunes if you want. You can go to my website, astrologyalchemy.com, and do a donation of any amount. You can send prayers and blessings. And you can also check out upcoming programs. Saturday, February 20th, Soulcraft Practices, 1-day online program. Sunday, February 21st. Introducing you to process work practices, both incredible ways to do your changes. And you can go to the website and find out that information. Thank you so much. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel. It's called Transformation Journey Roadmap. Transformation Journey Roadmap. I have all kinds of videos up there, short and longer, to help you in your deep changes, to guide yourself and be supported. Thanks again.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.